Sustainable Japan. I'm JJ Walsh, your host in Hiroshima, Japan. And today I am joined by you, who goes by Yu Sakana. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you very much.
Now, you are based in the Setouchi area, but originally, when you were in junior high school, you spent some time in England. And you have a lovely story about honey brick. Can you tell us that story and how it inspired you?
Yeah, I was a junior high school student. I went to the Cotswolds of the UK with my father. I couldn't speak English, not very well, but the old person talked to me. There is called limestone. That's for me, that is just yellow brick. The house is made of such kind of yellow brick house. So the old person talked to me. This is called honey brick. So for me, that is just yellow only brick, only stone. But the such kind of the poetic word is I really impressed about that.
In this picture, is that the yellow brick that he's talking about?
Yeah, this house, so many beautiful houses, small houses there. I really wondered after 10 years later, I landed in the University of Japan. I learned landscape design or architectural design of Tokyo. I wonder, for me, the such kind of beautiful thing for introduce to my children or foreigner, for me, what is the honey brick for me?
Yeah.
But I couldn't find that. I love Tokyo and the Edo, start from the Edo period to the now urban landscape. I love Tokyo, but I couldn't find such kind of beautiful thing. Or so the now I'm living in the Takamatsu or in Shikoku. I really find such kind of beautiful thing or beautiful story to explain for the especially to foreigner or to local people.
That's wonderful. So when you were working in Tokyo and then you went back to London as a university student, I love that story on your website, how you talk about just directly contacting a professor and asking, can you join the school?
Yeah.
And it's not the normal way, but you were so perseverant, right? You just wanted to go. You had this passion.
Yeah.
And they let you come, and you stayed at the university in London for 3 years and then traveled around Europe and had some adventures. But like you said, you were thinking, what is that honey brick? What is that special everyday view for me in Japan? And it made you more interested in coming back to Japan and finding your yellow brick. And maybe you feel like you found it in the Setouchi area?
Yeah, so many find it such kind of traditional thing or some island of the people have the such kind of local story. But especially the small local people, that's a normal thing. They cannot realize. So I'm foreign. I came from the outside. So I sometimes realize that is very treasure, such kind of treasure in the local place. So I
could feel that because we met last week in Utazu, and I was doing a consulting project in Utazu, and I felt like we have the same idea because I too come from an outside view, but trying to show what is the normal thing is actually very interesting for international visitors. So a small town that maybe local people say, nothing is special. Mm-hmm. Actually, many things are special, right? So that was great to meet you there, you and Yoko. And maybe she can join at the end and tell us a little bit about her work. Yeah. I love that idea, right? Finding interesting things in everyday views. There's so many famous designers who say, if you can be interested in simple things, you will never be bored. But if you're always looking for something shiny and something new, you will not be happy, right?
Yeah.
So on your website, you call it a J turn, right? You were studying about urban planning and urban design in Tokyo.
Yeah.
This is from your website about the urban environment, talking about the rivers and how for the Tokyo Olympics, 1964, creating that very urban concrete jungle, right? Which is very efficient, but maybe not the natural place you want to live forever, right? And then the J turn, you call it the J turn. Why do you call it the J turn?
Just a Shikoku is, when I come to the Shikoku, it's 2010, I don't have any friend who live in the Shikoku. After I moved, I live in the Kanagawa prefecture. I didn't have some friend of Shikoku, but I realized that my family said to me, my grandmother lived in Shikoku, and she lived in the Kyoto, and my father's house is the temple of Kyoto. So sometimes my grandmother made white miso soup for me. I thought it is a Kyoto's culture, because white miso soup is, but that is from the Kagawa prefecture's local cuisine. So I didn't know that, but I realized after moved to the Kagawa prefecture.
Wow. Yeah, I saw that on your website. You go to a few miso makers in the region. There's some beautiful miso and shoyu makers in the area around you, right?
Yeah, they make the with udon barrel. It's actually it's a very traditional way.
Yeah, I've talked to. I went to Shodoshima. And I saw the making, they were talking about the event, the Kyoke event, right? The making of the wooden barrels and bringing people and learning again, because this is old knowledge in Japan, but recently they lost the knowledge how to make it. So bringing miso makers, shoyu makers, sake makers, whiskey makers, and even boat makers. The American man I interviewed, Douglas Brooks, talked about going to that Kyoke maker and very similar to the taraibune, the tub boats that he learned in Sado Island in Niigata. So there's so many interesting connections, right? Even to boats. Now, one of the places you seem to really love is quite near Takamatsu is Ogijima. Can you tell us about Ogijima?
Ogijima is it takes 40 minutes from Takamatsu port. There is a beautiful lighthouse. It's designing the property of national property of architecture. So very beautiful island. The people, 150 people live there, and very nice, very small, narrow way. And there's old houses. There are the west side. I often go to there, and it's a very beautiful landscape in the island.
We're looking at your beautiful website, usakana.jp, and there is a special event from now until the end, middle of March, where you can go and see the daffodils and the lighthouse. So it's maybe a good chance to go and see it. And you said only 40 minutes by ferry from Takamatsu? So if you're near Takamatsu or can get to Shikoku Island, Takamatsu is the main city and then has good connections on ferries to many of these famous islands, now famous from the art festival, the Triennial, right? And you started living in this area the same year the Art Triennial started, right?
Yeah, same year.
That's amazing. That's good timing.
Yeah, good timing. So many friends who live in Tokyo came to see the Triennial and to see me. And I visit or I guided for my friend.
Oh, so nice.
Yeah.
Now I'm showing the pictures from your website. You have so many beautiful pictures. Your website also has some English and Japanese. I read that you had more than 160 country people visit your website. Is that right?
Yeah. Maybe photographed is so many, so easily to understand to what. What's a beautiful landscape or delicious food.
Yeah, I love your big pictures like we're looking at now of the beautiful seascape, right? The beautiful islands and sea view from Ogijima is really lovely. How beautiful. What kind of photos do you like taking the best? Because you're a photographer, you're a designer, you're an architect, you're a content creator. Sometimes you interview people on your different channels, right? What kind of work do you like doing the best?
I often take the landscape design of such kind of also. This is the create book called Shikoku Taberu Tsushin. This is a for agriculture, farmers photographer. I took this is miso maker. Sometimes that's kind of the people who make the join to the agriculture. I think that they make the landscape or rural landscape. So I need to help with design and photograph. So my job is such kind of the landscape or taking a photo or design. Sometimes the design, a package design of branding. So that is helpful to save the landscape of the rural landscape with farmer.
Absolutely. We have a great, very active person on YouTube now, Professor Cupcake TV. Thanks for joining. She says, or he, I'm going to visit the website, talking about your website.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Michigan is full of lighthouses because we're the Great Lakes state, many tiny islands. Thanks for joining from Michigan. How wonderful. Hey. Have you ever been to Michigan?
No, I haven't.
No, but you were talking about going to the Lake District in England. So you've been to some famous lake areas. Yeah. Of course, Kagawa, you have the ocean, but it's the Seto Inland Sea. So it's kind of like a similar view maybe, right?
138 islands who live in the people in the Seto Inland Sea. So each island may have the different culture or industry or landscape. So, but not so far from the city, so it is easy to access. So very nice view, and it's very near from the daily life. We can go to in the weekend or sometimes to see the landscape or to meet the people who live in the island.
Yeah, it sounds like you've made a really nice connection with people on the islands and people doing local projects.
Yeah.
For example, I love this old library on Ogijima that apparently 120 people volunteered to renovate this old house into this beautiful library. It's very traditional Japanese style building, but very beautifully done. Mm. And is it right? They have 3,500 books.
Yeah, so many books in there. Mm.
That's wonderful. I saw in one of your shows that you were interviewing the staff at the library. Can you tell us about the library a little bit?
A very beautiful place. She lives in the Fukushima, but his husband lives in the Ogijima. So she came back to 2013. So it is start from the Setochi Triennale. That is a big chance to they come back to Ogijima. And starting to such a private library, very good place to. Sometimes they are talking event in the library, or some old people who live in the library. They are doing the digital archive of the listening story to hear the story to the older people who live in the island. They are going to such kind of archive project with me. Very interesting place, yeah.
That's lovely. Do they have any English books?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
I'm always looking for libraries in Japan, and even when I go home to America, because I love to just browse the books and then borrow, you know, just spend time reading. But when I finish reading the books that we have, I also really like to donate books to a library. And it's so unfortunate that so many libraries around the world, including Japan, are closing, bookstores are closing. But for some reason, Japan's bookstores and libraries still seem a little strong. So we have a good reading culture in Japan. I think we should try to keep it. I also love your photos here. You can see the beautiful old timber beams in the roof of the old traditional buildings. I'm a big fan of the Japanese style of architecture and how everything is fitted together without nails in the old days, like a jigsaw, like a joinery, right? So you can take it apart, you can fix one part, and you don't have to destroy everything. You can take it apart, you can move it, you can rebuild it. It's really such a sustainable, beautiful style of house building, right? So nice to see. I love the roof.
Maybe the small island, so they don't have the such big tree in the island. So it was very difficult to get such kind of big timber from. But they have the quite good skill to make it. So the project is quite good because do not demolish on the and empty just space. They try to renovation the all the houses, and they have the respect for the local such kind of old traditional house.
Yeah, I love seeing the roof tiles, traditional roof tiles, and then the island beyond and the sea. What a beautiful view. Ogijima's got lots of hills. So another interesting project happening there is, of course, with the famous buggies, right?
That's called, the artist make the call Uber. Not Uber.
I think I have a picture from your website.
I forgot the name.
There we go. Onba.
This Omba, Omba is called. This is commonly in Japan. It is Ubaguruma, and Omba is a local name of this kind of cart. They often use this island have so many slope, so the artists realize that they remake and redesign it for the local people.
And I think this is just such a nice solution for when you have an island with so many elderly people, right? And it's difficult to walk up and down the slope. So making these cute buggies that they can push all their stuff so they don't have to carry it, is a really nice solution. And they're actually making them on the island, right? And so, have you visited the factory?
Yeah, the factory is now, it's not going now, but maybe 1 or 2 years ago they closed. But they start from the originally to 2010, the first set of Triennale, the project. There's so many, this buggy, this Omba is working now. Maybe if you go to the Ogijima Island, you can see there's so many this colorful buggy in the island.
I love it. And it's so versatile, right? They can use it in so many different ways. They're so colorful and cute. I didn't realize it started from Setouchi Triennale art project. That's wonderful. And the old tires on the old side of the house there. Very cute.
Very cute.
I like that your blog has so many photos. I
Thanks.
think that really gives a sense to people who visit of the area. So much of travel websites just have maybe one or two photos, and so it's really hard to get a sense of the place, right? Do you find that? Is it hard for you to choose only a few because you take so many photos, right?
Yeah, so many photos in my PC.
So here you can see the traditional roof tiles and then a buggy stuck on the side of the house at the top as kind of a logo. That's crazy. And then beautiful sunset views. Lovely.
Ogi Island is sloping toward to the west side. You can see the very beautiful sunset, but the last time of the ferry is maybe 5 o'clock p.m. So you should stay in the Ogijima Island. You can see the beautiful sunset.
Are there places to stay on the island?
Yes,
Like guest houses or?
there are some guest house.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That, of course, if you can, you should go and stay. And then that helps the local economy more. You can have a meal or food at a local restaurant or cafe. They have eateries there too, right?
So many places there.
Nice. Now, you also went to Ogijima. For an SDG event. And one of the main speakers was talking about sea vegetables or seaweed as it's more commonly called. Can you tell us about their project?
That is maybe 3 or 4 years ago. We are going to the tourism of SDGs. That's called blue carbon. They think about the seaweed or the This is, yeah, Ogijima Island SDGs Boot Camp. That's taking the Takamatsu port, only 40 minutes by ferry. And we are going to the Ogijima with a professional expert of seaweed. They are farmer called Sea Vegetable. That is the name of a company. He knows only so many kind of seaweed. There is maybe 5,000 species in the seaweed, and 1,500 species in Japan coast, and 30 species of seaweed we can eat or use. Especially in Japan, is so many kind of seaweed we use for the eat or some architecture called shikui is also seaweed. So we should think about it, and we going to dive and with snorkeling to pick some seaweed. So the professional is there, so the name, we can find the name and that seaweed, what activity or such as doing some, just to know about the seaweed, and also including the nutrition from the forest to the sea. We should think about that every oyster farmer or labor, nori, she black seaweed is called nori, is think about, also we should think about the forest. Such kind of thing, we can feel the and feel the work and discussion. We did such kind of two days tourism for local people and from the some people joined from Tokyo.
Yeah. That's great. That's a great way to stay and see the local area and hear from local experts about that connection between nature in different ways that maybe we don't think about. The forest and the seaweed is connected? What? Right? It's a surprise because we've lost that understanding of how nature is so integrated and interconnected, right? It's not just one thing. I followed the video from your post, and the seaweed expert was lifting up the rocks. And then he shows there's actually a kind of seaweed growing on these mossy rocks. That's not moss. This is a popular kind of seaweed. We can eat it, you know?
Yeah.
And then his company, now they're growing 30 types of seaweed in tanks. So in inland growing, manufacturing of seaweed. And I think that's so rare. It's so unusual and so wonderful. They had 300 kilograms that they created last year. I'm sure it's easier in many ways to control the water temperature, everything in the tanks. But you mentioned they're also trying to get more seaweed started in the Seto Naikai, Seto Uchi area in nature as well. Is that right?
Also, with the global warming, so the temperature of the sea water is also become high. So we should think about how it should be the cooler or some. The problem is eater fish of seaweed called aigo is a we should some they have the some skill to growing up the farming the seaweed. Yeah, we learned so many things from the such kind of expert of seaweed.
That's great. I'll put the link in the show notes below. We really want to support businesses like that. Of course, seaweed is also a carbon capture from the atmosphere. So just like trees, but actually capturing more carbon in the ocean, they can help cool the water as well around oyster beds. Yeah. I learned from a sustainable oyster farmer in America. Shout out to her. But yeah, there's so many wonderful benefits of seaweed, and we need to learn and study more and figure out how to make it thrive. Of course, the amount of oyster farms is decreasing the harvest, but also seaweed harvest is decreasing because of climate change. So finding which type maybe is more adaptable to climate change is also very important, right?
Yeah, before going to the this workshop with Mr. Hachia, he's an expert of seaweed or sea vegetable. I didn't see the underwater, but I realized that when I see in the water, there are so many forests and there are so many huge landscape under the water. Just when I go to the island or some on the, just watching the above the sea. So I realize that very, that's impressive experience.
That's wonderful. So I think we've talked a lot about Ogijima, definitely somewhere you should go. Professor Cupcake definitely wants to go. She's excited to come back to Japan. And she says you should go to Michigan. It's beautiful. So I would love to visit as well. Now, you has created a map on Google with all these highlights of places that you've been to, you've taken photos of, you recommend, and this is also on your website. How many, is this 16 years of work in the map here? There's quite a lot to see. So places to stay, places to eat, places to take pictures, right? Places to hike, really nice collection on Google Maps there. Now, another place very close to my heart as well, which I've been to, is Kamikatsu. So you and your wife, she is your muse. So your wife, Ryoko, often is in the photos that you take and really adds something special to your travel photos. Now, tell us about Hotel Y in Kamikatsu. I've also had the pleasure of staying there. It's a very unique hotel, right?
The concept is their waste hotel. They think about the when they have to make the burning factory of the garbage, they try to decide with the citizen. They don't make the such kind of burning factory of garbage. They try to think about the recycling. So they made with the Kamikatsu town, they made the recycle center, and also you can stay this hotel, very beautiful hotel. When we go to the stay the hotel, we should think about the garbage or something to stay. The firstly, in the check-in, the very impression experience, you can do that. Firstly, the visitor choose and cutting the soap. How many soap do you use, or such like experience? Just you can stay, you can experience some sustainable living in this village. Yeah, very beautiful work. you can stay.
Absolutely. And of course, they have a wonderful craft brewery, which is also following zero waste practices. So everything you use at the end of your stay, then you go to the garbage facility and you have to throw away anything, or can you compost some of the food? So then you learn from your own use while you stay at the hotel, what do I need to throw away? What can go back to nature? What do I really need in my life? And I think for me too, it made me reassess, what do I actually need in my life, you know? And maybe I can live with less. And wow, it's really troublesome when you have to throw it away, you know? And I think too many times we just buy things without thinking of the end process. How do we get rid of the packaging? What happens to it? And Kamikatsu, with their zero waste targets, have diverted 80% of waste from landfill. So they're only sending 20% of the waste to the incinerator or to the landfill. And most of Japan is the opposite, right? Only 20% is being reused or recycled. So really impressive. And even this picture here, you can see all of the design, all of the windows, all of the doors, all of the things in use in the hotel have also been reused. So that whole concept of reusing as much as possible to make use of waste is a really beautiful thing. We're definitely not doing enough, right?
The brewery called Rise and Winds, that this kind of window is the shape of the window. It is so many types. They come from the houses in the town, which is used, old houses. They reuse and remake. Also, I think the architect is quite difficult because firstly they collect the such kind of window frame, so they have to scale and also put in there. So quite difficult work. I think it's very beautiful work. You can see that.
Yeah, I think as an architect and designer, you can definitely see how difficult that would have been for the designers as well. I remember talking to the staff at Rise and Win, and he was telling me the builders were so angry. They were like, we want to help you do your design, but you have to realize this is so hard. So a lot of respect for the builders as well as the designers, right?
Yeah,
I love that place. Now, another seasonal thing in your area is the beautiful mustard fields at Kamiyama. And that's, how far is this from where you're living? This is Tokushima, right?
Yeah, maybe 1 hour from the Takamatsu. Is that? That Kamikatsu is also same prefecture. It's called Tokushima, but the mountain other opposite side, Kamikatsu. You can if you go to the Kamikatsu and Kamiyama, you are going to the along the river to going to the down and to change other. There are other way going up to the Kamiyama's river. Very famous place, Kamiyama, is also.
Kamikatsu and Kamiyama are both like valley, up through a valley. Yeah. So even though they're near, you can't really go easily. You have to go down and then up the valley again, right?
Yeah.
So they're both really beautiful areas. Yeah. And then the gorgeous rice terraces that they're both quite famous for. And then this beautiful yellow rape flower, right? It's so gorgeous.
Yeah, very beautiful yellow flower. Maybe Joe Machio, you can see there.
From your website, you said maybe, yeah, next March. Mm-hmm. So next month, like in the middle mm-hmm. of the month?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. Yeah. And when you see, I think it was when Utazu and I mentioned about we don't want to lose the rice farming culture in Japan, mm-hmm. and especially because we don't want to lose the landscape design. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about this idea of the natural landscape design
yeah.
as something you're very interested in, right?
Yeah, especially the stone masonry is quite difficult to keep because if the government efficiently think about the economic way, they should make the concrete wall. And so, but I think that stone masonry have the very good way to also landscape and working. Always I often think about such kind of the rural landscape, which we should save or rebuilding the remake for the future. The first thing that we should realize what is beautiful, what is we should save. So very difficult problem, but also we should such kind of way of stone masonry. Yeah.
I love that. You were saying when we were in Kagawa that Kagawa is quite famous for the stonework. Mm-hmm. And that's why Isamu Noguchi created his mm-hmm. kind of workshop and museum is now there, yeah. right?
Aji stone is very expensive gravestone, the producing place of Takamatsu City. And the Aji is also area's name of Takamatsu. The near Aji stone, maybe 300 years ago, the stone artisan, stone
maker, stone artisan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Stone artisan came from the Osaka prefecture to Aji. Their name is Izumi, Mr. Izumi. Izumi is the place of the Osaka's area. Also the name of the people's name. Mr. Izumi is good work sculptor with Isamu Noguchi. And Isamu Noguchi and George Nakashima and Masayuki Nagare is a very famous creator who work in the worldwide. Why they choose the such Aji or Mure area of Takamatsu City? They made the atelier or studio of sculpture or to making the furniture because the good scale artisan is there. Because why the good artisan is there is there is a good stone in the Aji area. It's called Aji stone. So when we think the art prefecture or art triennale is just start from the 2010, but that story, the behind of the story is start from the 300 years ago, maybe from the Edo period. The good scale artisan came from the Osaka prefecture is behind the story of Art Triennale, maybe.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And are they still able to preserve the artistry of stone making?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure it's a bit of a struggle. Another famous thing in that same area, Aji, that you share on your website is the Circular Park. It looks really interesting and very sustainable forward. How do you reuse Tell us about this Aji Circular Park. Looks interesting.
Yeah, they are kimono shop company. It started from 100 years ago at Aji place of Takamatsu City. But the making clothes manufacturing is quite also the not good for the environment. So the boss of the company should think about the recycling or regenerative of the for the environment. So they starting the such kind of Aji Circular Park to think about the circular thing. They start from the selling shop or some workshop or to think about the circular thing.
That was something that they also did in Kamikatsu, right?
Yeah,
they have the idea of the kurukuru shop. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So locals, if they don't want something, they can put it in the kurukuru shop. And it basically means circular, coming and going, right? And then if you want something, you can take it for free. And mm-hmm. then just sign in and weigh it. Mm-hmm. And then they said basically every year, the same amount that coming in is going out. Mm-hmm. So it is very circular in that way. But I love the idea that a clothing manufacturer is thinking about circularity, because the clothing industry is very wasteful.
Yeah.
So if we figure out, like you mentioned, they're talking about repair, right? How do you repair your clothes? How do you use it longer? That's something Patagonia is trying to do, having a repair station. Recycle, reuse, repair. These are all very important concepts. Fantastic. I want to go visit. It looks really stylish as well.
Yeah. Now we are going to make such kind of workshop to remake the clothes, how to do that with the expert of clothing knit working. Yeah.
That's great. And then even when I talk to, I know you've been to Awaji Island in Hyogo, mm-hmm. and I have a friend who I've interviewed, and she does indigo dyeing, mm-hmm. and she grows indigo as well. Cool. And this is one of her scarves. And one of their projects as well is, please bring your old clothes. And we can dye it with indigo and refresh it so you can wear it again like new, you know? So it's the same old clothes, but we can color it and then you can use it longer. So that's another wonderful strategy, right?
Yeah. Kamikatsu and also the indigo dyeing of Tokushima Prefecture is connecting, also the Aji Circular Park is connecting people. Sometimes they come from the Kamikatsu people to the Aji Circular Park. They have the shopping or some kind of workshop in there. So we should connecting is quite important.
Yeah. Definitely. And then not only indigo, of course, growing indigo organically, using it, it's non-toxic. It's actually good for you. It can go back to nature. Mm-hmm. But there's other kinds of dyes, natural dyes, like the fermented persimmon, right? And then different kinds of vegetables, the old onion peel that you can use, right? So people who know about natural dyeing, these are, again, from old Japan. Yeah. We need to bring it back, right? We want to use this flower or this vegetable or indigo to make our clothes refreshed and use again. I love these ideas. Great.
Sometimes it's not only for the clothes. It's used for the architecture, like the persimmon fermentation. Yeah,
yes.
Very good work is, I think, the traditional way.
Absolutely. And sometimes for your hair, I'm using indigo dye on my hair.
That's good.
You can use it for a variety of things. And I've actually seen some people using the indigo dye on the wood, also persimmon dye. So you're right. Yeah, using it in housing and design. And then when we were in Utazu, I was very interested in some of the plastering was a little pink, right? And we were trying to guess, how did they make it pink? What did they use, right? It's kind of a mystery. Yeah. Now we have just about 10 more minutes.
Yeah.
Should we ask Yoko to come and join us?
Yoko. She's working here.
Yoko, I want to talk about some of the SDGs projects your business is doing.
Yeah, well, I translate.
Yeah, can you say hello?
Yeah.
Hi, Yoko. So this, everybody, this is Yu's muse, Yoko, who is often in his beautiful photos.
Yeah.
And Yoko is the branding, in charge of branding at a company called GoField. And they have a fantastic SDGs page where they're talking about a lot of the culture and sustainable strategies that you're doing. Very, very nice, Ryoko. Good job. So they're doing the beach cleanups, but also more recently, the water refill station as a part of the Tokushima no Takamatsu Zero Waste Project, is it?
Yes, it is. Her boss is often go to the picking garbage of the seashore or set inland sea. So also they need to reduce the pet bottle wasting garbage. So we need to use my own bottle for us. They produce the water supply machine in the city, so many.
Yeah, it's so important. It's so needed. When I take visitors around in the hot weather, there's nowhere to refill your water bottles, and it's not healthy, right? Yeah. In the hot temperatures. So thank you so much for your good work putting the refill stations. We need more. And I love the design. And you were helping with the design, right?
Yeah, Mr. Morita, he's her boss. He produced, he tried to say to me that they want to make the for children. They want to use some story or inspire from the design of water supply machine. So I designed the feeding the mountain and city to the island, the water, the where come from to and where go to the water. We should think about that. I try to the with illustrator on the water supply machine.
Very nice. And then also featuring the local lacquer art from Kagawa. Now, this is very special. I visited this lacquer school myself, and in the picture below, I think you can see the different colors in the lacquer work, and that is very difficult to do. You have to cut a deeper level to get the different color. And the lighter level is a different color. Oh my gosh. It's so intricate and so unique and so difficult. And it's so nice that your company is featuring this unique local art in your office, right? GoField? Yeah. Has it been very popular with visitors to talk about the lacquer art?
She always talk to the lacquer art because there are only two schools of the traditional lacquer school in Japan. It is located at Wajima, it's Ishikawa Prefecture, it's very famous. But also the Sanuki, meaning the Kagawa Prefecture, Sanuki's traditional lacquer is the one of the school of two running lacquer. They can learn, the teacher is a living treasure of the nation of Japan. The young people can learn the skill in the city of Takamatsu.
Yeah, that's great. And then I think we have time for one more highlight with you, Ryoko, and you. talking about the cherry blossom. Mm. Is this your favorite area to go and see cherry blossom in Kagawa?
Yeah, Kagawa Prefecture. It's the east side of Kagawa. Very beautiful place. Many local people come to see me. This year, it's quite warm. So the one week earlier, March 8th or 15th, there is 80 cherry blossom tree in there.
Yeah, I often tell visitors, if you want to see the cherry blossoms in Japan, you should make your plan flexible.
Yeah.
Because once you're in Japan, if it's not blooming where you are, you should go north or south to find the bloom, right? You're right. It's been warmer, so maybe it's earlier, maybe it's later, right?
Yeah.
And I love this picture. Yoko also in the picture, as usual.
Yeah.
I said before, Yoko, you are his muse, which means you inspire his beautiful photos for all of us to enjoy. So thank you for being a wonderful model as well as supporter and working together.
Thank you very much.
Yoko, anything you want to say about the SDGs? Maybe you can help translate. Or SDGs and branding. Because I teach marketing to students and I always say it develops a stronger business brand if you can talk about your SDGs, your sustainable strategies. Have you had a positive response from customers about the SDG projects that you do?
なんかいい反応とかお客さんのリアクションとかってあったりする。と、まあ小さくではありますけど、その私たちの活動だったりとか、ゴーフィールドの会長の森田の活動とかに共感をしてくださって、マイボトルを導入するとか、オフィスに給水器を設置するっていう企業さんが少しずつ増えてきているっていうのはいいリアクションだと思ってます。
The local company near the golf field, such kind of activity is quite spread in the Kagawa area. And I heard from her that the company's way is just.The children's pathway to go to the school and home, they can go to when they go back on the go to maybe after school, the children going to the company to drink water and to meet the pastime job of the mother or father, a very very good place of the, like community.
Yeah, creating a good, healthy community space by having a refill water station. I love that idea. Very nice. Thank you both for your wonderful work. Keep up the good work promoting Setouchi and sustainable travel and sustainable living. So thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed to talk to you.
Oh, good. Yeah, I hope we can meet again and do a collaboration project someday. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining. See you next time.